The Final Edition Radio Hour is a work of satire intended for people who own books, gentrify neighborhoods, and say they like kale. Please consume responsibly, the satire, that is.
Hi, I'm Jeff Chrysler, and I'm fake Tony Hendra. And this is the Final Edition Radio Hour. Fake Tony Hendra, what are you doing here? I thought we decided not to... Tut, 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 Jeff Araya. This is the rare occasion when Easter and Passover come together. And as a man of the laugh, who was once almost a man of the cloth, I must mark this occasion in some special way.
You mean besides having your accent completely fall apart, and besides the whole chocolate bunnies symbolizing zombie Jesus and us Jews eating cardboard for a week because Moses caused a simultaneous red tsunami? That isn't enough?
No, it's not.
But what else can we do?
Well, we can tell jokes.
Well, that seems somewhat mortal.
Okay, well, what if we call it satire?
Satire with teeth?
Yes, satire with teeth. That sounds delusional enough to be worthy of this great amalgamation of religious storytelling.
Then let's do it.
Yes, let's.
I guess this
is the Final Edition Radio Hour.
California is facing a drought, and Governor Jerry Brown has ordered restrictions on the use of water for the first time in the state's history. The Final Edition asks the man on the street, what do you think?
You mean I'm going to have nothing to cut my bourbon with?
If it's yellow, then it's mellow. If it's brown, flush it down. If it's blue, the king is mad.
I don't use showers anyway, because I'm a junkie.
You know, if we had had this drought 40 years ago, maybe a certain Mick Jagger would not have been able to drown Brian Jones.
I can't believe they're going to make us stop watering the golf course.
There's a terrible drought on pussy.
There's plenty of water. Especially after I drink beer.
Jumpin' Dichondra!
Well, I think it's important to make do with what you have. For example, I've been drinking my own pee for quite some time.
I've been drinking other people's pee. Hi, Mom.
Does this mean there's going to be less waves because they're rationing water?
You know, it's gotten so bad that H2O is now H1O.
How is this going to affect wet t-shirt contest?
No more Catholic schoolgirl car washes? My God, what have we done?
I just can't live with a dry sidewalk.
I want a commander-in-chief who will do everything in their power to ensure that the threat from radical Islamic terrorists do not wash up on American soil. We will have someone who leads. If I can take on 100,000 protesters, I can do the same across the world.
This is Perspectives. Today we're talking to State Senator John Randolph from Kansas, author of the Put the Gay People in Storage Lockers law, which has created a mysterious backlash. The congressman is here to clear up any misunderstandings. Congressman, welcome.
Well, thank you for having me here.
So you say the intent of the Put the Gay People in Storage Lockers law was never to put gay people in storage lockers.
That's absolutely right, and I have no idea how that rumor got started. Mostly the law just contains a lot of procedural language.
So what is the main intent of the Put the Gay People in Storage Lockers law?
Well, to protect Christianity, that's all.
Protect it from what?
Well, for example, this entire backlash against the Put Gay People in Storage Lockers law is proof that Christianity is under attack.
Well, obviously.
And another example, you know, the other day, I said Christianity is under attack and someone asked me for proof. Well, when you ask me to prove something I've just said, that's a hate crime.
Brutal.
I mean, you wouldn't ask an agnostic to prove that God may or may not exist.
You never hear that from the liberal media. So what are you going to do about this law?
Well, we're going to see if we can take out any language from the Put the Gays in Storage Lockers law that might give the impression we're putting gays in storage lockers.
Maybe you could change the title.
Why?
Hey there, Americans. I'm Republican dipshit Ted Cruz.
And I'm Democratic arrogant heir apparent Hillary Clinton. And right now,
we're the two-party system. Did you ever think it would get to this point?
where the first Republican to declare would be a total idiot moron, and the first Democrat to declare would be a center-right fake liberal who won't even declare her candidacy?
Hey, I'm not just a total idiot moron, I'm a total idiot Hispanic moron.
You're lucky, because otherwise you wouldn't appeal to any of what our party stands for.
Your party doesn't stand for anything, Miss Hillary. It's a cult of personality.
It worked for Bill, it worked for Obama, and it'll work for me. Parties are a thing of the past.
That's where we tea partiers live, Miss Hillary. In the past. We're trying to get back to a mythical white person era that never existed. We're on the wrong side of every issue, from abortion to war, but last time I checked, we control Congress. You know why?
That's the two-party system.
See, I know I ain't winning this here presidency. For one thing, I won't win the big liberal states because I'm too fucking stupid.
Do you really think you can undo Obamacare?
Are you shitting me?
So why are you running?
I'm establishing my brand. You know Flo from Progressive Insurance?
Yeah.
I'm like her, just with really bad ideas instead of good rates on your insurance.
Why are you admitting all this?
Because it doesn't matter. You don't have a party to oppose mine, and we don't have a presidential candidate to oppose you. You know what that's called?
The two-party system.
Hi, I'm Bernie Sanders. Can I get in on this?
I like a lot of what this guy says.
Me too, but he doesn't matter because he's outside the two-party system.
Hey, Hillary, any chance you might declare your candidacy before the election?
Oh, that's so funny. I'm crying.
The final edition advice panel answers this week's plea for advice. Dear the final edition advice panel, any tax advice from the final edition advice panel?
I advise you to find a Jew.
Advice!
People have been telling me for years to write off my comedy career.
Count all those kidnapped children in your basement as dependents.
Sometimes it's cheaper to kill your wife than divorce her.
Advice!
No, you can't deduct parking tickets.
Move to Delaware. Not for the tax reasons, but just because I'm going to kill
you. You know, people often ask me, what is a W for? Well, you got to have a letter between V and X.
So I went to the tax lady and she said, I assume you want the short form?
Well, I remember years ago I wanted to file Chapter 11. Then I thought I'd wait for the movie.
Advice!
Well, as a qualified tax expert, I just want you to know that I have my dick out.
Several attendees walked out at the beginning of Jeb Bush's Q&A with Sean Hannity. And the conservatives who stayed actually booed a little bit when the topic of immigration reform came up.
The Final Edition's Terry Mason has a special report on a new group joining with Islamic rebels.
By all accounts, Mitch led a comfortable life in Louisville, Kentucky, with a job that had him traveling frequently to the East Coast. So his friends, his family, everyone had to wonder why he would walk away from all that.
Mitch was kind of a good old boy, you know, just hanging around, always talking about accomplishing something big, but you know, nothing ever really got done.
But that was before Mitch became part of a terrifying phenomenon. Republican senators running away from home to join ISIS. Ron Sperling, a sociology professor at the University of Rochester.
GOP legislators are often aimless. They don't have a clear plan for the future. They can't pick a direction. Then a group comes along and says, hey, we hate Obama, too. We hate gays, too. We think women are lesser cuts of meat. There's something to believe in there.
You can hear that sense of mission in a recording Mitch sent to his family in Kentucky after he had linked up with ISIS.
Our top political priority over the next 2 years should be to stop President Obama. This president could be some razzits, some rolls, and some grisamazin. Every day. Long as I'm away.
Other Republican senators who joined ISIS also seemed to need a cause. More than 500 miles away from McConnell's home in Louisville, Tom Cotton was spinning out his days in Dardanelle, Arkansas. After mustering out of the military, he hopped between jobs as lawyer and congressman before wandering into the Senate.
He'd just hang around with his defense contractor pals, negotiate with foreign governments without authorization, eat other people's yogurts, petty crap like that. Then he tells everyone he's going to Yemen to buy a car. Suddenly he's in Syria. He said he was happy in the war. Said he wanted to go back.
How did we lose these young souls? We interviewed several senators who would not go on record, but they all agreed. It's Obama's fault. Or society's fault. It's anyone's fault but their own.
To save America, we must destroy America. God bless America. Death to America.
Terry Mason, reporting for the Final Edition.
Coming up next on News for Women.
Is your lipstick making you fat?
The facts you need to know.
Angelina Jolie, she said having her ovaries removed was a cancer thing. But is it really a fat thing?
How much do ovaries weigh anyway?
All that and more right here on News for Women.
Kate Middleton, pregnant fat or just fat fat?
A full report coming up from our British correspondent.
Unofficial sources close to the palace say that she's not adopting a secret baby to cover up a devastating addiction to donuts dipped in melted cheese. But how can we know for sure?
Special guest mystic, Tony, psychic to the stars, is here.
Crystal ball, reveal your secrets! Oh my God, if Kim Kardashian does not look out immediately, if not sooner, she might well have some fat in her future!
And we have our daily bikini fashion roundup.
What you will see will shock you.
Is that fat?
Ugh,
gross.
Disgusting.
Human beings should just be thin.
Oh, always.
So, let's get right to it with our first story here on News for Women.
Nuclear proliferation in Iran.
Welcome to the show, Mr. Alex Simon from the UN Press Office. Farah Hussein, professor of Iranian history at Stanford University, and a representative from the International Association for Nuclear Power Station Safety, Mr. Derek Chong.
Thank you all for being here with us today on News for Women to debate this important subject.
Bottom line, could Iranian nuclear proliferation be making us fat?
All the skinny on the skinny, only here on News for Women.
Get ready, America. Bill O'Reilly's new nonfiction novel, I Saw All the Suicides, 100% Fact, is coming this spring. Look out, history. Here comes the Bill O'Reilly book tour. Hear Bill O'Reilly recount the haunting moment he saw Russian emigre George de Morenschild, who knew Lee Harvey Oswald, blast himself with a shotgun.
I walked up to his door to report on this son of a bitch, and blam, he offed himself. I should know. I was there.
And hear about other suicides that Bill O'Reilly saw, like Ernest Hemingway.
Papa plucked one last typewriter stroke, looked up at me and said, "This masterpiece is Old Man in the Sea. What do you think of that title, you son of a bitch?" Then he pulled out the shotgun and said, "Now I'm going to off myself, Bill O'Reilly." I said, "Don't you do it, you son of a bitch." And blam, he offed himself. I should know. I was there.
And Marilyn Monroe.
She got naked. Did a little dance for me, then took out the pills and yelled, "Liberals are the real enemy." She swallowed the whole damn bottle. By the time the CIA had arrived to kill her, it was too late. She offed herself. I turned to my good friend Grover Cleveland, who was in the room with me, and said, "Why didn't you stop her, you son of a bitch? Now we have a starlet who offed herself in the White House. I should know. I was there."
Bill O'Reilly saw all the suicides, and hear him recount all of his favorites, including Vincent van Gogh, Sylvia Plath, and Joseph Goebbels.
I saw them all. I said, "Hey, you sons of bitches, don't off yourselves." They did. They all off themselves. I should know. I was there.
Bill O'Reilly book tour promoting his newest I Saw All the Suicides, 100% Fact, coming this spring. Brought to you by Fox News. We distort, you delude.
I'm going to say this quite plainly. The unemployment rate is a sham. It leaves millions of American workers uncounted.
I knew, bro.
Brad was the one for me. Soon as I looked at his profile, I saw his bitchin' truck, and he looked bitchin', and he was cool.
And Cheryl seemed cool, you know? I told my friend Andrew she looked cool.
Why you gotta bring up Andrew?
Andrew's cool.
You always bring your friends into it. It's about us.
Why have you gotta be on the rag like 20 days a month?
Fuck you, Brad!
Oh, here it comes.
At OK Stupid, we match people who just aren't very bright. Our questionnaire uncovers the qualities you need for a long-term codependent relationship from which neither party can escape.
Hey, give me back my phone. Stop being drunk.
I will cut you.
You'll cut me with my phone?
Find that black hole of a relationship you've always dreamed of on OK Stupid.
What a baby.
President Obama has suggested that voting become mandatory for Americans. The final edition asked the man on the street, what do you think?
More like mandingo-tory. Am I right?
Yeah, I don't mind if it's mandatory voting, as long as I don't have to do it.
Leave regular voting alone!
I like mandatory voting. I like making people do stuff.
I'm all for mandatory voting, just as long as it's not mandatory on mandatory.
Does this look infected to you?
In Florida, they're going to have manatee voting.
You know, back in the 70s, I wanted my Maine mandatory voting.
Mandatory voting's okay, just as long as we don't go for Manfred mandatory voting.
You know, I'm so tired of man's inhumanity to mandatory voting.
How do you handle a hungry man? Mandatory voting.
Final Edition takes you back to 2009, on the first day of Hillary Rodham Clinton's confirmation hearings as President Obama's Secretary of State.
Chappaqua Computers, we install now, you stall later.
Yes, I'm calling about a server.
Is that you, Mrs. Clinton?
No, it's not me.
Well, it sure sounds like you.
It's a pseudonym. Eric Hotem.
Eric Scrotum?
Eric Hotem.
Eric Blotum?
Hotem. Hotem. What part of Hotem don't you understand?
Relax, Mrs. Knows When to Fold'em, Knows When to Hotem.
That's better. Can I place an order?
Sure. Do you want 500 more hidden spy cams for your husband?
What? No. I mean, of course I do. But right now I need a home server.
Sure. No problem. What size?
One small enough for the immediate members of my family, yet big enough for all the U.S. ambassadors, all the world leaders, and a worldwide staff of several hundred million.
Oh, you want our special suburban home State Department model.
Can I really run the entire State Department out of my home?
Well, not while the dishwasher is on, or if the heat goes above 70, or you're recording more than one TV show on Fios.
I should be okay. I'm only going to use it to send 55,000 emails.
Will there be anything in any of those 55,000 emails?
Does a frontrunner ever have to declare her candidacy?
Oh, I can have you serving in your sensitive government position without having to actually tell anyone in your government what you're doing in no time.
Perfect. Bill never told me anything.
If anyone asks, all you have to say is, I did not have social intercourse with that world leader. Not one time.
Great. Now hurry. Official State Department nothing emails don't email themselves.
To Hillary Hotem Clinton. Ray, nothing.
What are you doing?
Composing the email for your receipt. I mean, nothing.
Wow, you're good.
Almost as good as me. You think America's ready for a male pseudonym in the White House?
Hey, 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 hey.
We take you now to the Iran nuclear talks continuing in Montreux, Switzerland, between Secretary of State John Kerry and Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif.
Mr. Zarif, the time is now 3:45. We've spent the last 7 hours sitting here and staring at each other across the table. This has truly been an exercise in futility.
Mr. Kerry, I want to sincerely apologize for a disappointing afternoon. It was my turn to pick the restaurant. Believe me, that's the last time I order falafel in Switzerland.
Mr. Zarif, forgive me for sounding a little exasperated, but at the rate we're going, we will never reach an agreement before the deadline.
With all due respect, Mr. Carey, if I had a dinar for every time you've said that, I would be a wealthy Iranian. The sad truth is, my country and your country hate each other's guts. Though, personally speaking, I think you're one of the good ones.
Thank you, Mrs. Zarif. As you know, my government is pressing me for very specific assurances, as is your own, and the clock is ticking. I'm sure we both feel the same relentless pressure.
That's true, Mr. Carey. But if you botch your side of the deal, they're not going to cut your hands off on pay-per-view.
I think perhaps we should return once again to the issue of how long Iran is willing to forgo all nuclear activity.
Sure. Why the hell not?
As President Obama has made clear, it is the position of our government that Iran must curtail all nuclear activity for 10 years. We simply cannot accept any shorter time frame.
I get that.
Mr. Zarif, that is not unreasonable. 10 years of no nuclear activity in exchange for a lifting of the sanctions.
All right, Mr. Carey. Here is my counteroffer. Try and stop us.
Mr. Zarif, I truly believe you want the sanctions lifted more than you need to pursue your whatever it is you're doing, and let's face it, you haven't exactly been completely upfront about that.
As I've told you many times, Mr. Carey, Iran is building nuclear reactors to provide its citizens with safe, clean energy.
Yes, Mr. Zarif, you've said that perhaps 900 different times. Safe, clean nuclear energy. The wave of the future. And when I return to the White House, I'll be sure to tell President Eisenhower.
Okay, so I'm stonewalling. But you're moving things along with sarcasm.
Fair enough, Mr. Zarif. You want to move things along, and so do I. May I make a suggestion?
I'm all ears.
Okay, let's just say for the sake of argument that your country is building, I don't know, a nuclear bomb?
Fine, I'm not sure where you're going with this.
Here's where I'm going. You're building a bomb. Just say it. Say you're building a bomb. Everybody knows you're building one. You know everybody knows. You're not fooling anyone.
I'm telling you, Mr. Carey, my right hand to Allah, we're not building a nuclear bomb.
You know, Mrs. Zarif, building the bomb is bad enough. But the lying about it, it's extremely disappointing. Why not just admit it?
Because, Mr. Carey, we're not building a bomb. Also, the thing I said about cutting my hands off on pay-per-view. Speaking of cutting things off, I think this is a good stopping point, don't you? Let's come right back to this first thing tomorrow morning, huh?
Yeah, let's do that.
Cheer up, Mr. Carey. At least you get to drink.
If you really care about something, then you need to go all in. There were no half measures in the Christie household growing up, and there's none now. I care about fighting for the people that I represent.
This portion of the show was brought to you by New Spleem with GL70. Now with added green sparkles and fluorine.
All rights reserved.
Gosh, GL70? Is this an improvement over GL35?
Is it ever? GL70 delivers virtually twice the whoop factor.
All rights reserved.
As GL35. Only now it's got green sparkles and fluorine for that added
whoop
factor.
Patent pending.
Say, why don't you try it for yourself?
I'm way ahead of you. Hey, my skin is falling off!
You idiot, you're supposed to put it in your car.
You idiot, you're supposed to put it in your car.
New Spleem with GL70. Now with green sparkles and fluorine for that added
womp
factor.
All rights reserved, patent pending. Womp factor may vary.
We now return to our regular programming of a guy jerking off into your salad. Brought to you by
New, a guy jerking off into your salad with F310. Now with added green sparkles and fluorine.
All rights reserved.
Gosh, F310? Is this an improvement over F155?
Is it ever? F310 delivers virtually twice the
womp
factor.
All rights reserved.
As F155. Only now it's got sparkles and fluorine for that added
womp
factor.
Patent pending.
Say, why don't you try it for yourself?
I'm way ahead of you. Hey, my skin is falling off.
You idiot, you're supposed to put it in your car.
You idiot, you're supposed to put it in your car.
New, a guy jerking off into your salad with F310. Now with added green sparkles and fluorine for that added
womp
factor. But don't just take it from me. Let's hear it from a man on the street.
Hey, guys. Who doesn't love green sparkles and fluorite?
Womp
factor!
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 Womp factor!
Womp factor!
New York City. Darkness falls. A million motives illuminated in the pop and fizz of cheap neon. Who knows what secrets are forever buried under the steaming piles of garbage they call the seamy streets.
Hey, Flanagan, what's up in the Moita Squad? You guys been sitting around eating donuts for more than a week now.
It was quiet. Too quiet, if you ask me.
News just in. There have been no murders in New York City for 10 days, breaking the 2013 record.
As a cuckolded husband, I had been planning to club my wife to death with a tire iron yesterday, but the pressure of being the guy who breaks the no murder run really got to me. So I just choked her around a bit and let her go.
My kids have been driving me crazy, and I had this whole plan how I was going to make them drink antifreeze and then say it was an accident. But then I thought, 12 days is a long time for no murders. That ought to count for something.
The number 13. Unlucky for some, but not for New Yorkers who are experiencing the longest murder-free period since modern records began. 13 days.
Hey, Flanagan.
What's the beef, Jerry?
You guys at the Moita Squad busy? Because I got some paint you could watch dry.
Days passed, and still, nothing. What are you up to, you bitch? I whispered to the uncomprehending city as my footsteps echoed on the sidewalk. What's your little game?
It's been 2 whole weeks without a body bag. The question on everyone's lips, how long can it last?
God, I wish I could kill my wife already. How long can this thing last?
I'll tell you, the minute this thing breaks, my kids are burning out their insides with antifreeze milkshakes. How long can this thing last?
I warned you, stay off my corner. Now I'm gonna kill you, motherfucker.
Oh, no shit. For real?
Hell no. It's just a figure of speech. But stay the fuck away from my patch. This thing ain't gonna last forever.
Could this thing last forever? As the no murder run continues in New York City, people are wondering, could this be the beginning of a new peaceful era in Gotham's troubled and checkered history?
Could it be true? Could the city shed her dusty robes of iniquity like a cheap hooker sheds her negligee in a rent by our clap house on 10th Avenue?
Hey, Flanagan, you gotta get down here. We finally got one for you. Shit, we got another one. And another one. And another one.
I poured myself a styrofoam cup of halitosis and drove out into the rain, blue light flashing, illuminated by a trail of blood from a stone-cold body to a stone-cold killer! New York City! She was back!
The 4-year degree is still important. Okay, I went to 4-year degree.
Republican Senator Ted Cruz announces his candidacy for president. The final edition asks the man on the street, what do you think?
Well, if Ted Cruz becomes president, everybody's going to want to shut down the government.
Well, we've never had bad luck with a president from Texas.
I think Ted Cruz embodies everything that's great about America. Canada, Cuba.
He went to Harvard, which proves he must have known a guy.
They say he's a great speaker. You know what? The only great speaker I've known was made by Altec Lansing.
I knew him when he worked under his original name, Dick Move.
Prime Minister Netanyahu, congratulations on your speech today. Very powerful, sir.
Thank you, Speaker Boehner.
29 standing ovations. The president hasn't even had that many.
Ha ha, yes. Obama is probably fuming right now, curled up somewhere in a little ball.
Probably pouting like a little girl.
Ha ha, oh, Mr. Speaker, I'd like to congratulate you for going around Obama's authority and inviting me to speak.
My pleasure, sir. John Boehner answers to one man, and that's John Boehner. Obama's not the boss of me.
Good to hear. And therefore, I have another favor to ask of you.
What's on your mind?
I want you to declare war on Iran.
What?
Won't that be exciting?
Well, yeah, but I don't think that's going to fly with the president.
The president? Didn't you just say he's not the boss of you?
Well, yes, I did just say that.
Congress can declare wars, True or false?
True.
And are you not the head of Congress?
Basically.
So? Declare a war, damn it! You afraid of Obama or something?
No. Okay, I'll do it. I'll declare war on Iran.
Ha ha! Excellent!
I can't wait to see the look on Obama's face when I bring this up to Congress tomorrow. Hey, what are you doing, taking my picture?
No, I'm filming you. Here, read this war declaration I drafted.
Wait, you want me to declare war right now?
No time like the present, Mr. Speaker. Just read the card.
Hold on a minute.
Live a little, Boehner. Remember, Obama doesn't want this. And action!
Hello, Iran. John Boehner here. I'd like to officially say that the United States is now at war with you. We're at war now. Good night.
Success!
Wait, no, delete that.
Too late. It's posted on YouTube.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
How do you feel?
I've never felt so alive. This power. This absolute power.
No, Boehner. This war won't be cheap. Israel's going to need about $5 trillion from the U.S. government.
$5 trillion, sure.
We'll also need the U.S. to condemn Islam as a religion.
No problem. Oh, my God. The president is gonna be so pissed.
Yes, he is. Hey, you wanna do something really crazy?
I'm on the biggest high of my life right now, sir. What's on your mind?
Let's go TP the White House.
Mr. Prime Minister, I could kiss you. Driver, pull into this Walmart. We need to make a pit stop. Should we get single ply or double?
Double! Much harder to remove.
Double it is. So this is what it feels like to live.
What I'm looking for in any candidate is, first of all, respect for the limits of the Constitution as the founders wrote them.
From the creators of Malibu Barbie and Barbie Dreamhouse comes an all-new Racist Barbie.
Yay!
Just like regular Barbie, Racist Barbie is white, blonde, and has a perfect figure.
Does she have a boyfriend?
Of course she has a boyfriend. Racist Ken belongs to the SAE fraternity at the University of Oklahoma, and he's studying to become a police officer for Ferguson's PD.
Aww!
And he sings! Just pull the string on his back and you'll hear...
Can hang them from a tree, but they'll never sign with me. There will never be a at SAE.
Cool.
And while Racist Ken is busy shooting black kids...
Get on the ground,
But I didn't do anything.
Racist Barbie hangs out with her best friend, Nazi Barbie.
I love your swastikas, Nazi Barbie. And I love your intolerance, Racist Barbie.
Racist Barbie, now available in all southern states. Black kids sold separately.
Forty-seven Republican senators wrote a letter undermining the president's negotiations with Iran. The final edition asked the man on the street, what do you think?
So, the Senate passed something.
I don't know why those senators were chanting that racist thing on that bus.
Leave those 47 senators alone. Leave them alone.
Well, normally, I think that sort of thing would be out of line, but you have to understand, the president is a nit.
I tell you, that letter has every Iranian on the edge of their ottoman.
I blame the Irish!
Well, if Iran is anything like me, I think they were just happy to receive a letter.
He originally wrote it as a postcard saying, having a wonderful time, wish you were white.
Do you miss the classic songs you used to sing at your fraternity? Well, now, for the first time ever, all the biggest and best fraternity chants are assembled together. Time Life Music and Star Vista Entertainment bring you the best of frat chants.
Just push her in a corner and hold her tight like this. Just put your arms around her waist and on her lips a kiss. And if she starts to murmur, or if she starts to cry, just tell her it's the sacred seal of Phi Kappa Psi.
At last, you can catch up with all your favorite fraternities like Kappa Sigma, ZBT, and Sigma Nu.
Here's the Southern whores and prostitution, civil wars and revolution, Sigma Nu's who like to fight, and Southern girls who fuck all night. We're the sons of Kappa Sigma, marauders of the night. Lousy sons of bitches who rather fuck than fight.
There's a special vibe and mood that comes with the best of frat chants. These songs will remind you of your glory days at the house. Like the time you took your sweetheart to the semi-formal.
Fuck last night, fuck the night before. Gonna fuck tonight like I never fucked before.
Or when you mentored a new pledge.
Squeal, motherfucker, squeal, motherfucker, squeal, motherfucker, squeal.
No more trying to remember all your favorite chants. We did all that for you. Imagine 150 of your very best frat chants. That's over 9 hours of the greatest music ever made. Relive the time you met that special someone at a party.
"'Twas there I met Lupe, the girl I adore, my hot fucking cock-sucking Mexican whore."
Or reminisce about a friendly rivalry with another frat.
"Fuck that fraternity, Sigma Chi, fighting by assholes who contracted AIDS and died."
This music just makes you feel good. It's a must-have collection for any fan of fraternities, whether you were a Delta Kappa Epsilon.
"No means yes, yes means anal."
Phi Kappa Psi.
"Who can take a dildo, boil it till it's hot, cover it with oil and ram it up your twat? We can!"
Or even an SAE.
"There will never be an SAE. There will never be an SAE."
Get the greatest collection of frat chants ever assembled. Call now at 1-800-FRAT-DOG. And you can own the best frat chants for just 4 easy payments of $29.99 each. Remember, this collection is not sold in stores, so call now. This is the music that made your fraternity days magic. Relive the good old days with the best of frat chants.
The preceding frat chants were all 100% real. Any resemblance to actual frat songs is completely intentional. We're not kidding.
Good evening and welcome to I Don't Watch the News That Much. I'm Roy Dankwood. Joining me tonight in my roundup of this week's headlines is Craig Stoopman, a guy who lives in my building. Thank you for joining me, Craig.
Thank you for giving me a ride over here. Did your hot water ever come back on?
Yes. Yes, it did.
Next time you have a problem like that, text the building manager directly. Don't call the emergency number. It's a waste of time.
Thank you. Well, it's looking more and more like the Republicans are going to let the Department of Homeland Security shut down at the end of this month and blame it on the Democrats.
Yeah. See, that's why I don't vote.
You mean because the Republicans are cynically twisting the truth to prop up their partisan anti-Obama agenda?
No, I didn't vote way before that.
You don't vote because so many politicians are corrupt?
Yeah. Also, I don't feel like it.
Fair enough. So, if you've been following this story, or even if you haven't been, the Republicans in Congress have been using the threat of a shutdown to try to repeal President Obama's executive order on immigration.
Okay.
I guess the question is, will the Department of Homeland Security be shut down?
Are you asking me that?
Well, in a way, but it was more of a rhetorical question.
So that's like, I don't have to answer that question, right?
No, not if you don't feel like it.
Right. For a minute, I thought you wanted me to predict the future.
No, I wasn't. But obviously, if the Department of Homeland Security shuts down, that's a big deal.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. The Department of Homeland Security handles all of the security for the...
The homeland.
Yeah, and it's all in one big...
Department.
That's it, man. You got it.
And they're about to run out of money.
I know that feeling.
So some people think the Republicans are playing politics with our safety.
It's more than just safety. I mean, you shut down the Department of Homeland Security, you know what happens next?
No, what?
The people who have jobs there get up in the morning, they drive to work, they sit in traffic for God knows how long, they finally get to the office, and all the doors are locked.
Well, that would be frustrating.
It's worse than frustrating, Roy. They've lost 3 hours of sleep.
I guess so. Also, as the threat of terrorism grows, we need to keep the DHS open.
Absolutely. We definitely need to keep the DHS open, especially if we close the Department of Homeland Security.
Uh-huh.
But I don't vote.
And yet, isn't the Republicans' extreme position going to hurt them with the voters? Most Americans support Obama on immigration reform.
Well, some Americans are for Obama and some are against him. You'll never get everybody to agree about anything.
That's true.
Except maybe that on that SNL 40th anniversary show, Eddie Murphy definitely should have done some jokes.
You're right. Everybody does agree on that. We're going to take a short break, and when we come back, Craig and I are going to discuss the Ukrainian conflict in the wake of another failed ceasefire.
If he wasn't going to be funny, why did he even show up?
I know.
Oh! Good evening, Alex Trebek here, and this is Jeopardy. Let's meet our contestants. We have Robert Durst.
Alex, I don't feel like being Robert Durst tonight.
Oh, sorry, who do you feel like being?
How about Susan Berman?
Who is Susan Berman?
It's just someone that I met in college and then later shot.
What?
Oh, nothing. Is this mic still on?
Yes. Moving on, then. We have O.J. Simpson.
Hi, Alex. Can we hurry this up? I have a car chase to get to.
We also have a young black teen accused of murder.
Alex, I've never murdered anyone.
Well, you're black. Give it time. Tonight's categories are... getting away with murder, shooting, stabbing, and cleaning up the evidence, rape, how to confuse a jury, and 50 Shades of Grey. Susan Berman, you have the board.
I'll take getting away with murder for 100.
Answer. He's killed 3 people in 3 different states and recently appeared in an HBO documentary called The Jinx.
Who is the black kid next to me?
What? I got in trouble for walking down the street and breathing while being black. I don't even know why I'm here.
Several million dollars in endorsements will help you walk free, kid. Trust me.
Either way, that was wrong, Robert. Susan Berman. Anyone else?
Who is Carrie Bradshaw?
You really don't like white ladies, do you? How about shooting, stabbing, and cleaning up the evidence?
Get a good lawyer.
I'm sorry,
I meant, what is get a good lawyer?
Let's try again.
I'll take 50 Shades of Grey for 500.
Answer, Grey is the last name of this saucy, dominating male protagonist.
Who is Kim Kardashian?
Looks like that's all the time we have here tonight, and our winner is Young Black Teen. Congratulations, you get to become a major part of the American justice system.
I hate everyone.
Tony, we gotta come up with a promo. Our listeners don't know enough about all the great stuff the final edition does. Even when we tell them, it's all this like blah 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 dot 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 www URL crap. No one gets what that is on radio. They just tune it out.
Well, I have the perfect way to hold their attention while we give them the goods. When I was at the National Lampoon in the 70s, our most famous cover had a cute mutt with a 38 Magnum to its head and the legend, "Buy this magazine or we'll shoot this dog."
Yeah, I remember that, but how does that help us? It was a visual image for a magazine.
Meet Freckles.
Oh, Freckles? Oh, there. Good boy. What's the matter then?
Also, meet my 38 Magnum.
Jesus Christ, you have a gun? Don't wave that thing around here. Is that thing loaded?
Sure is. Hey, listeners to the Final Edition Radio Hour on Progressive Voices on TuneIn. If you don't stay tuned to this promo while Jeff gives you all the necessary info about our fabulous website and our fabulous YouTube channel and other fabulous stuff we do, I will shoot this dog.
Jesus, man, take the gun out of that defenseless animal's ear.
Give him a good, Jeff.
Oh, my God, poor Freckles. Okay, fine. Hey, listeners to the Final Edition Radio Hour, you want more of what we do, go to thefinaledition.com. Our radio airs on this network on Saturday, Sunday, and Monday at 8, as well as Wednesday at midnight. We've also got an album, we've got a Twitter feed, we've got a great YouTube channel, Facebook, everything you can want at thefinaledition.com.
Now, tell them to tap all that into their iPhones or leave themselves an audio memo.
No, I won't. I told them enough, Tony. I'm calling SPK.
Tell them, or the dog gets it. I'm cocking the gun right now.
Okay, listeners, please, write this down. Thefinaledition.com. Thefinaledition.com. Go there for everything you want from the Final Edition, or this crazy old British coot is going to plug old Freckles.
Okay, that wasn't so hard, was it? Come here, Freckles, you dumb old chum. Hey,
Hey, get down! Get down! Get away from me! Get you crazy!
Good job, Freckles! Get him!
Away.
Sick him! Oh, yeah, this is Jeff Kreiser for the final edition of Radio Hour on Progressive Voices on TuneIn. 8 p.m. Saturday, Sunday, and Monday nights. Midnight on Wednesday.
No, Freckles, put that thing down! You don't have opposable thumbs! No!
The final edition asks the man on the street, what do you think about young people in the United States and Europe trying to join ISIS?
Look, we all went through that phase where we wanted to blow ourselves up.
Well, when I was a teenager, I left home hoping to join Was Not Was.
Mr. President, what about Benghazi?
I already cut off people's heads. Why do I have to join ISIS?
Look, we've all gone through that phase where we wanted to burn a pilot alive.
I think the worst thing about this is now, who's going to pay off their student loans?
Leave ISIS alone! Leave ISIS alone!
I think anything that creates less young people is probably for the best.
Well, these kids with their fornicating and their Tiger Beat magazines, I think a little ISIS might be just what they need.
I respect anyone that's trying to get a job.
In a presidential candidate, I'm looking for someone who is pro-liberty.
It's the Mr. America pageant live from Branson, Missouri, where it's time for the Q&A portion.
Mr. Alabama, Clem Collard, what do you feel you can contribute to America?
Well, I work at the DQ off Route 18, and they pay minimum wage even for us managers, so I'm not sure how much I can contribute. There's rent, cable, groceries, cable. Mom has to watch your stories, so I'm stretched pretty thin by the end of the month, but I'll see what I can spare.
Mr. North Dakota, Daryl Red Cloud, how do you feel about fracking in your state?
There is iron in your question. What two consenting adults do in their own homes is their business, really. I do not understand why anyone would want to try to legislate against it. I don't want to make love in your office. Don't make laws in my bedroom. It is a good day to die.
Mr. New Jersey, Donnie LaDonny, how do you feel about Chris Christie's chances in 2016?
That blimp bastard. Did you see him hugging it out with Cowboys owner Jerry Jones? What are you kidding me, the freaking Cowboys? No wonder the boss won't hang with him. Yo, Bruce! And what the hell, Christie? I'm still waiting for my Katrina relief check. I can't rebuild my own gym. Look at these pecs, dude. If I don't get back to working out, I'm going to look like you, you big fat mook.
Thank you so much to all our contestants. We'll return shortly for the swimsuit portion of the Mr. America pageant after these commercial messages.
Happy birthday. So, go on then. What's the magic number?
Oh, no.
Hey, I told you about my third nipple. Come on.
Well, if it means that much to you, I'm 28 today.
Ew. Now you have to pay the Tinder old age surcharge?
Tom, what are you doing? Are you real life left swiping me? That's a pawn. Tom, seriously, stop swiping me. The fuck?
This public service announcement was paid for by citizens who know that nothing good ever happens on Tinder after 10 p.m. or 28 years of age.
I'm looking for a man or woman of principle.
Hello, and welcome to the Clan of the Woolly Mammoth. I'm Zog, head of human resources.
Morb.
Nice to meet you, Morb.
Morb is my people's word for hello. My name is Dag.
Sorry, Dag. I take it you're here about the job opening for a hunter-gatherer. Do you have a resume?
Here's the head of a deer I killed and butchered.
That'll do. Obviously, you've got a hunting skill set. If it came down to it, would you be willing to help with the gathering? Mostly nuts and berries.
Don't your women do most of the gathering?
Yeah, we're trying to mix that up a little. The girls have been complaining. They say we're acting like cavemen.
And their point is?
Look, I don't get it either. But your flexibility on the gathering thing would be really appreciated.
Hey, I'm a tribe player.
Thanks. With that in mind, can I ask you why you left your last clan?
No opportunity for advancement. I wanted to explore my full potential, so I killed the chief with a rock. And they still didn't move me up.
Well, we appreciate initiative here. Do you have any hobbies?
Cave painting, I guess. Hopping around with a spear. Oh, I like to make little figurines of obese female figures with grotesquely exaggerated genitals, often with no facial features.
I love those things! Who came up with that? Listen, I need to mention that that's quite a brow ridge you have. If you're part Neanderthal, I want to assure you that we are an equal opportunity employer. We had a flintknapper not too long ago who was a Neanderthal. Great guy.
Thanks, but I'm Cro-Magnon.
Not that it matters. Oh, and if you're worried about healthcare, we have an excellent shaman. Turns himself into a hawk or a wolf.
Ooh, good to know. When will you be making your decision?
Definitely before the glaciers retreat. Do I have your contact info?
Well, we're all nomadic, but I'll be following the mammoth herds until the spring thaw.
Excellent. We'll be in touch. Until then, you know where my cave is. My door is always open.
Thanks. What's a door?
Tired of waking up in the morning to find your Datsun B210 covered in crow shit? Well, now you can protect your investment with one of Joe's human skin car covers.
Hi, I'm Ed, CEO of Joe's Human Skin Car Covers. And when I say Joe, I of course mean me, because that's what I have to call myself when I don't want the cops to know I'm cutting up homeless guys down by the river again.
Yes, for thousands of years, people have been coming to the banks of the L.A. River, drawn by the promise of life, looking for purpose, or just in search of a safe place to sleep away from hungry animals.
And that's where Joe's Human Skin Car Covers come in. Only Joe's Human Skin Car Covers are harvested from the cadavers of free-range hobos found sleeping at a... passed away under the Los Feliz Bridge over the Los Angeles River.
Joe's Human Skin Car Covers, made from real human skin.
Joe's Human Skin Car Covers, made from real human skin.
Joe's Human Skin Car Covers, made from real human skin.
Joe's Human Skin Car Covers, made from real human skin.
This vintage Chevy was all I had left of my daddy's memory. Without a Joe's Human Skin Car Cover, this precious possession would surely be lost to the elements.
Yeah, that's right.
It's like daddy is with me again, looking after his car.
Yeah, huh?
I can almost feel his presence.
Okay, don't push it.
Please tell me. I need to know.
Look, that's not your dad, okay? You think I'd do something like that? Come on. Pull it together. He went out for cigarettes. He'll be back, I bet. Come on, relax. I didn't do anything illegal.
Joe's Human Skin Car Covers. Ask for it by name.
Take it from me. The world is a sewer. And we're all just pieces of crap stuck in the hair trap of life.
Joe's Human Skin Car Covers, made from real human skin. Joe's Human Skin Car Covers, made from real human skin. Joe's Human Skin Car Covers, made from real human skin. Joe's Human Skin Car Covers, made from real human skin.
Everybody!
Joe's Human Skin Car Covers, made from real human skin.
Joe's Human Skin.
Joe's Human Skin Car Covers, made from real human skin.
Joe's Human Skin
Car Covers, made from real human skin. Joe's Human Skin Car Covers, made from real human skin.
Well, that's our show. Thanks for listening to the Final Edition Radio Hour. The voices of the Final Edition are performed by Bruce Cherry, Jen Dodd, Jim Earle, Rob Gordon, Tony Hindra, Jeff Hendrick, Dan Vitale, Jeff Chrysler, Barry Lank, John Marshall, Eddie Parker, Rachel Rauch, Steve Rosenfield, Rob Miller, Kayla Merrill, Andrew Danish, Leslie Shapira, Ann Tuchel, and Darby Worley. Credit to our writers at the Final Edition Radio Hour, Bruce Cherry, Jen Dodd, Jim Earle, Rob Gordon, Tony Hindra, Jeff Hendrick, Jeff Chrysler, John Marshall, Barry Lank, Leslie Shapira, Kate Knowles, Jeremy Rayburn, and Steve Rosenfield. The Final Edition is produced and directed by Tony Hindra and Jeff Chrysler, West Coast production by Barry Lank. Audio edited and engineered by Greg Russ and Andrew Hammond.
The Final Edition Radio Hour is the property of the Final Edition LLC. Copyright 2014.